Blog Talk Radio.
I've been paying attention to what's going on out there, man.
Yup.
I've been watching you niggas stealing my ways and shit.
Uh-huh.
And it's getting out of control now.
Out of control.
I'ma start telling you niggas like I tell my bitches.
Listen.
Don't watch me, watch TV. This is pay-per-view, nigga. You got to pay for this. Hey, first, let me take time to brush my shoulders off. Wait. I had to dust my shoulders all back. Y'all been waiting, been patient, been anxious. Now I hear for bring back me, your greatness. Yeah, the rap I lead, jab I weave, then come back with the same jab times three. I blow smoke to the heaven. I'm so dope, it's a weapon. Rap's one big casino. I'm plotting Ocean 11. I might have sold the least, but I still managed to be most feared by most MCs. Good. Who dope is me? Who close to me? For sure, Bobby, nobody. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. Now listen. Comprehend it or compliment it. It's all authentic, yeah. But you better believe whatever I say, no homo. You can bet your balls I meant it. Aye. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Santana is back to business. Let's go. Aye. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Santana is back to business.
Everyone out there in internet radio land, it is Thursday night, so you are listening in on the TSOTS webpage as well as on the TSOTS app. This is Mike Check. This is your boy, the most electrifying man in internet radio, DC's People's Champ. I'm hanging out with my two homies, my compadres, my folks, the one and only, the beautiful Queen Poison. Queen Poison, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm a little under the weather, but, you know, I'm fighting through it. You know, I'm a team player. I'm going to fight through it. I fought through it last night. I'm going to keep fighting through it. You know how I do. And, of course, you know, we can't start the show without introducing the one and the only, the hardest working, one of the hardest working men in TSOTS. That's Mr. Vanity Kane. Mr. Vanity Kane. What's going on, Mr. Vanity Kane?
What's going on? What's going on? Feels good to be back. Feels good to be back, ready to get into the swing of things.
Did you miss us, people? Did you miss us? I know you missed us. I missed us. I know you missed us. Let's get this going.
About this, our topic tonight, which is, you know, how to produce in 2016 and the state of R&B and neo-soul. Please feel free to call in, 347-215-8558, 347-215-8558. Just hit us up and, you know, give us your thoughts on one of those two topics. Also, you can tweet us using the hashtag MikeCheck. You can either, you know, at DCPeopleCheck, that's me, at Queen_Poison with two I's and the zeros instead of O's for Queen Poison. And Born_A_Champion, that is the Bishop Twitter handle, and also TSOTS Production for our TSOTS Productions Twitter handle. So just hit us up, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up, let us know what's going on. So how did y'all enjoy, before I get into our little, like, three quick news stories, how did y'all enjoy y'all's break?
You know, no complaints, man, no complaints, you know what I'm saying? Enjoyed the family, ate good, and, you know what I'm saying, and got some rest. You know, but, you know, did miss doing the show and all that type of stuff. So, nah, I'm just ready to get into it, man. But my break was good, man.
True that. What about you, Queen Poison?
My break was pretty good. Aside from working, I did get a little bit of rest, and I got to eat good, and it's been pretty bittersweet. It's been good up until the snow. In D.C., we have snow, and I'm not happy about that. Like, I just knew we were going to make it through the rest of winter without snow, but that's too much like right.
Yeah, that's true. For some of y'all who may be listening to us outside of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeastern regions, we are in the crosshairs of the first major snowstorm of the winter season, which is Winter Storm Jonas. There are blizzard warnings all up and down like this region. They talk about don't be on the road starting after 12, and don't get back. They're closing down local metro until like Monday. So it's gonna be crazy here. Hopefully y'all got y'all, you know, Queen Points, you got the right necessities to be snowed in and stuff like that.
Oh, most definitely. I went grocery shopping like Saturday. So I'm straight. When
I
see like
right.
all the photos on Facebook
right.
of everybody buying up bread and milk, and I'm like, but if your refrigerator and your power go out, I don't know what to tell you, bruh. Like, this is only the weather
exactly.
for those with chimneys and gas stoves. And then even still, if we got a gas stove and you don't have a lighter,
that's
I don't
true.
Know what to tell you.
Right. Well, let's go ahead and get into tonight's show. And we're going to begin with three quick little story tidbits music-wise to hit y'all with, just to get y'all ready for the nice topics. First quick little story here is about, you know, some notable deaths in the music industry. These last couple weeks have been really, you know, tough on the music industry. Some very legendary well-known artists have passed on due to a multitude of illnesses, highlighted by Lemmy Klemmeister, who was the lead singer who was known simply as Lemmy. Ian Fraser Klemmeister, known as Lemmy, who was the lead singer of the band Motorhead, passed away 4 days before the new year. Of cancer. Also, Natalie Cole, the Grammy Award-winning singer and daughter of legendary jazz singer Nat King Cole, passed away at the age of 65. Legendary singer and boundary-breaking musician David Bowie passed away recently at the age of 69. Celine Dion's husband, Rene Angier, who was her former manager, passed away from cancer at 73. And founding member and guitarist of the Eagles, Glenn Frey, passed away just last week at the age of 67. So a lot of death from a lot of musicians. May God keep them. May God bless their families in this very difficult time. It's very... You know, they had some very impactful times on the music industry, and they, you know, their impact will be remembered for a long time coming.
Indeed.
I think it was, you know, especially like Lemmy, because like I said, I've always been a big Motorhead fan. Everybody knows, you know, Motorhead did the Ace of Spades song back way back when, and they also penned the entrance themes for Triple H, first played the game, and then King of Kings. So, you know, Triple H actually spoke at Lemmy's funeral a couple weeks ago and gave a very emotional dedication to him, which, you know, shows the connection he has to him. So, you know, may they rest in peace. The second quick pick story we have is one in terms of bravery by a celebrity, Jamie Foxx, who we know is more of an actor but has been dabbled in music a lot.
he actually was a real-life hero recently. This past Monday, in front of his home, a gentleman wrecked his car and was getting, it was about to burst into flames when Jamie Foxx came out, along with the help of an EMT, got the man out of his vehicle right before bursting the flames and managed to save the man's life. The man, 32-year-old Brett Kyle, it was revealed that he was speeding and under the influence of alcohol when he lost control and hit a ditch, causing his truck to flip several times before bursting into flames. Jamie Foxx was thanked by Brett's father, Brad, and Jamie Foxx basically just said, you know, recalled the whole incident saying, you know, when I get there, he said, when I, and I quote, when I get there, the truck is over on its side and it's in flames. And he doesn't call himself a hero. He just, you know, was doing what he had to do. He said, quote,
wow.
I don't look at it as heroic. I just look at it like, you know, you just had to do something. But, you know, Kyle's family is very grateful for the unscripted act of bravery by such a man. So how about that one?
That's real dope of him.
I mean, that's,
like,
that's,
I think,
that's,
isn't it, though?
I think us being normal people, we don't realize that celebrities are people, too. So to see them do something that makes them, in a sense, seem relatable to us, because who's to say, you know, any other person would have did that? That's like, that's real dope.
I agree. It's definitely real dope. And, you know, I'll probably have something to say about that in my final thoughts later on. I'll just save it for then. But, I mean, just let that sink in, that that gentleman, that Jamie Foxx, didn't even think twice about it. He went in and he helped somebody out and saved their life. And one last story here. Today marks the birthday of Jason William Mizell. For those of y'all who don't know that name, you might be more familiar with this name, Jam Master Jay. Today he would have turned 51 years of age. He was born on this day in 1965. Unfortunately, back in 2002, he was shot and killed in New York. And very, very tragic situation when that happened. He, you know, as you know, Run-DMC was elected into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2009. And unfortunately, Jam Master Jay couldn't be there to be a part of that. But again, today is the 50 would have been the 51st birthday of Jam Master Jay. So, God bless Jam Master Jay's soul. If you got any Run DMC on your iPods or your music players, I would say play a few of those tracks. After you don't listen to this, play a few of those tracks just for Jam Master Jay for his birthday. So, those are your. Those are your quick three news stories in terms of music, right here on right here on Mic Check. So now we're going to get into our first topic of discussion here, which is highest producer. Let's get some music on here though, so that way we can, you know, jam while we're talking. So we're going to talk about hot producers in 2016. So we're going to be talking about what producers to look out for in this year, who will be continue to bring the hits. So you guys may have to do most of the talking, as you can hear from my voice. My voice is starting to fail out on me, so I might need to save it, at least it's an R&B and Neo Soul discussion. So Queen Poison, you want to go ahead and start talking about who is like some of the hot producers to look out for this year?
For me, I actually, you know, I always gotta have a list somewhere. That's the only way I can be organized, is to complete a whole list. These are artists that I started listening to around 2015. And I think they have potential to go a lot further than what they did. The first person on my list is Mike Will, simply because he's strong in hip hop, but I know he can cross over to other genres because he's also worked with artists such as Miley Cyrus. I also have DJ Mustard, along with DJ Khaled, and as of recently, DJ Khaled, besides his Snapchat, has been going crazy, which is dumping songs on us, such as Gold Slugs, How Many Times, just to name a few. And those have been all released within like the past month or so. I'm curious to see if Timbaland is going to make a comeback this year, because he has an artist under him named Tink, and he's also worked with an artist named Nima Supreme. So I'm really curious to see if he's going to give us another Shockwave album, or if he's just going to put out something. That's what I'm anticipating. Like, my heart and my soul is telling me Timbaland is going to put something out this year. You never know. He could fake us out like Dr. Dre did with Detox. I'm curious to see if Missy is going to produce anything this year, because yet again, she's produced in the past, and it's whispers about Tweet coming back out. So I'm curious to see if she's going to produce with Tweet. That's kind of up in the air. That's kind of like one of those wait and see type of things. Also, I'm curious to know where Swiss Beats went and where Bangladesh went. So many charges on my card, oh God, I think I gotta get it.
Yeah, I wonder where Swizzy is too, man. Where is Swizzy? Where's Swizzy at? I wanna see if he do make a comeback though.
Swizzy been taking care of the family. I'm gonna be honest, man, I don't have no list, cause I really can't think of nobody that I really believe is gonna have, like, you know, a big move in 2016. I mean, I expect Timbaland to do something. I do expect Missy to do something. I expect them to kind of like just show that they haven't lost. They haven't lost their touch. They haven't lost their stride. I mean, we all know the simple fact that Timbaland has been making music for the show Empire. You know, he's been producing tracks for that show and all that type of stuff, and working with the, you know, the artists on that show. So, I mean, I expect him to, you know, release some stuff this year, as Poison, Queen Poison said, with the two artists that he had. I didn't hear about Tweet making a comeback, but I do expect, with the song Missy dropped right before the year ended, just kind of like, that was kind of like to just wet the palate, you know, like, you know, kind of like the appetizer, like get you ready for the main course. So I think Missy is going to definitely, she's going to bring something that's going to shake up the game, at least on the female side of things. Swizzy, what can I say about Swizzy? You know, he's been quiet for a good while now. Good while, but you never know. You know. Other than that, man, I can't really think of nobody else. I mean, DJ Khaled is just that. I know I read on Instagram a couple of nights ago, he just did something with somebody. He just signed a deal to a major deal to do something with somebody. So, I guess we'll see where he's gonna go with that as far as music wise. Who else? That's all I can really think about. I just recently read that Mos Def decided that he's gonna retire and he's done doing music and movies, but you know, that's about it as far as
we're gonna talk about that later.
Noise.
I'm gonna talk about that later.
I knew you would.
I got some things to say about that, but I'm gonna say that for later.
That's it for me. What about you,
okay,
DC? What you got, man?
Well,
what you think gonna make some noise?
Well, I'm kind of going a different route. I actually stumbled upon an article that was posted by Complex on their website about a couple days ago about new producers to watch out for in 2016. And there's a reason why I played this Big Sean track a second time is because Amari Johnson, who has production credits on one of Big Sean's songs, One Man Can Change the World, is being touted as a producer to look out for in 2016. The man comes from Pennsylvania. He earned a spot backing an opener on a Maroon 5 tour. He landed in Big Sean's touring band. And again, he's got a production credit on One Man Can Change the World, which sold 500,000 copies and netted an MTV Video Music Award and a Grammy nomination. So this dude could be on the come up. So that's one guy. Also, another man to look out for is Dak. Dak actually has production credits on two of Drake's tracks, Six Man and the diss track Back to Back, which has been nominated for a freaking Grammy. He also produced Hotline Bling as well. He is from Toronto, which is where Drake is from. So there's another guy to look out for out there. And then you also have Brian Garcia, also known as Brian Peoples Garcia. Now, granted, his production credits are all, you know, some of his production credits include songs by Benny Wap. But apparently, he's got some other production credits. He's, from New Jersey, and they're saying that he's going to be somebody to look out for in 2016. And there are some other ones on here. If you guys want to check it out, I'm going to post this in our Facebook group, which is TSOTS Presents Mic Chat. You can go on there right now and check it out. You can check out the 10 new producers to look out for in 2016. So give that a read and check it out. And you never know, maybe your favorite current artist, the producer on that list might have did a track for your favorite current artist or something like that. Lord knows that most of the cats out right now, they ain't really tickling my fancy in terms of music, but okay. We're not going to have anything. We already had an impression already. I'm going to go ahead and post that up right now in the group for you guys to take a look at. And then if you have producers, if you have any producers that we may have missed that we should be on the lookout for in 2016, you know, definitely let us know. You know, hit us up on the phone line, 347-215-858. Or you can hit us up on Twitter, just use the mic chat, and just, you know, you can add us. DC's People's Chat, Queen_Poison with two I's and zeros instead of O's, and Born_Champion2. Just hit us up, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up and let us know what's going on. All right, you guys. I think we should take a pause for the calls, don't you think? We should take a pause for the calls and reset, get ready to talk about the state of R&B and Neo Soul, which I think Bishop probably be able to talk more on it than anybody else. He's a neo soul expert and all that.
Let's do it.
Okay, we can definitely do that. So we're going to take a pause for the calls here. While we're taking a pause for the calls and getting ready to talk about the state of R&B and Neo Soul, we're going to actually play a song that's sort of Neo Soul like. And Queen Poison actually suggested this track. It's Iman Amari, which is Midnight Queen Poison. You want to tell the folks about this song before we play it?
I actually got put on to this artist about a couple months ago through a girlfriend of mine, and his music to me has to be like the most relaxing that's out there. And it's the epitome of what most might consider neo-soul. So it's up to for debate, I guess you could say. But I think everyone would like to, they like it. Because this one is actually the remix. It's an original that's a bit slower tempo. So this one is the remix.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into it. We're going to take a pause for the calls. We're going to play this track. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the state of R&B and Neo Soul. It's your boy, These People Shed, with the Queen and the Bishop, right here on Mic Check.
Got to be the flyest I've seen. And love what you're doing to me. I only came to party, not look at what you started, love.
Baby, won't you just come away? As we come to
back here on Mic Check. This is your boy DC's People Chef with Queen Poison and the Bishop Eddie K. And that was Iman Omari with Midnight. And let me tell you something. I'm going to go find that song and put that on my music player because that song is the bomb. That is definitely one of the baby-making music songs. That's one of the songs that people should be playing here at the DMV this weekend when they snow there with their buns. I'm just saying.
But your vibe's so good.
Can
now,
I talk
right?
to y'all? Can I talk to y'all about this? I'm just saying. That's the type of song right there you play when you are snowed in with your boo. And you're going to mess around and y'all going to have Halloween babies out here. I'm just saying. Can I get an amen from the congregation?
I don't know about all that, bro.
Really? Really? I can't. You know, at least you feel where I'm coming from, though. At least you feel where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I understand where you're going, but I'm just keep it right here in my little space, unbothered.
God. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and get into the state of R&B and neo-soul. The question has been posed, and again, you guys out there can chime in on this at 347-215-8558 or on Twitter, just using the hashtag MicCheck. Is the genre on its deathbed, or is there a resurgence? You know, what is the state of R&B and neo-soul? Bishop, you are the resident expert when it comes to this genre. So why don't you go ahead, kick it off, and let us know what you think the state of R&B is in music. Oh, did we lose the Bishop?
I don't know.
I'm here. R&B is on life support, man. It's on life support, in my opinion. Let me first make, before I even say my statement, let me say that in my opinion, it's on life support. The artists that now fall into the category of R&B and whatnot, you trace songs, you know, and the list goes on. That what I don't even consider it R&B. We just need to make a whole new genre and just call it sex music, because that's pretty much all they're talking about. They're not talking about anything else. So you know, that's not R&B. R&B back in the day, there's a reason why it was called rhythm and blues. You know, so. It's in a sad state, you know. Back in the day, you know, R&B artists told stories with their songs. You know, they their song came from a place that made you feel the music. So it wasn't just the music itself, you know, as far as the instrumentation, but it was also the lyrics. Nowadays, you don't get a story. You get a set of instructions. That's what you get. You don't get a story. You know what I'm saying? Like, the artists of today that's in the category of R&B have lost, with the exclusion of Kim, Anthony Hamilton. I don't even think she would fall in the category. Chrisette Michelle, K. Michelle. Because Kay Michelle, I like her musically. Now, personality is a whole other different story, but musically, she has a very strong voice. There's a host of others that I can toss out there that's trying to pump life back into R&B, but right now in the state that it's in, yeah, it's on life support. Some of the artists that I guess you consider or might have would have put them in a category of R&B or somewhere close to it
in its original content. You know, the your music Soul Child, your Bilal, your India Irie. You know, these artists are now what they call neo soul. Jill Scott, neo. These are neo soul artists, and to me, neo soul is what we used to call R&B. But they're so, like, now you barely hear anything about these artists, especially India Irie. And then you got artists out there, the simple fact that, like, are so underrated and very get any type of really, really good recognition, like your Layla Hathaways. She's a beast. She's a beast. And, you know, she's underrated, man. What's this cat? It's a cat out right now. I can't think of his name. His name escapes me, but he's another one. Like, vocally, he's a beast, man. He's a beast. I cannot think of this cat. Watch. It's going to come to me after the show a little bit. Watch. But the state of R&B and neo-soul, or R&B in itself, is in a bad place. We need artists that know how to tell stories again with their music. Like, I like Anthony Hamilton. Anthony Hamilton can still give you a story with his music. Some artists I think can do better. Neo. I think Neo can do better. Neo was nice when he first came out, but it's like now he's kind of got lazy with it. Not a fan of Trey Songz at all. So he's going to have to show me he can do more than just sing about sex. But for me, as I said again, not trying to sound like a broken record, it's in a sad state. We definitely need we need some new blood. We need some new blood ASAP. And, you know, give these artists that a lot of people are sleeping on, they need to get some shine, man. I was saw back, you know, when they did the whole Soul Train Awards, when they did that Soulful Cypher, that's what showed me, like, there was a lot of people sleeping on Layla Hathaway. There were so many people I saw on Facebook and on Twitter that were like, who is she? Oh my goodness, did she just really do that? That, like,
I feel you.
Like, you know, don't sleep on her. That woman vocally is ridiculous. And I'm big on, as me being a singer and just an aspiring musician, I'm big when it comes, especially vocally. Like, I listen to your, when a person is singing, I am intensely listening to how they're singing. I'm listening to pitch. I'm listening to your tone. Your ability to articulate. I'm listening to all that, man. I'm critical when it comes to singing. I mean, I'm even hard on myself. So it's just like, when you come across some people that just vocally just mesmerize you, Layla Hathaway is one of those people. And it's sad that she's, like, overlooked and underrated. I don't know. Queen, what you think?
I have to agree with Bishop on this one. I really do. I'm kind of, I guess, on the fence as far as its current state, because it's crazy, because there's so many artists out here that are up and coming with potential, but they don't have, I guess, the guidance or the drive or the passion to create a long lasting career. It's like,
right,
you're in it for the wrong reasons. Instead of being in it simply for the passion and the love for the music. It's for to be recognized, to be looked at, to be like, oh, I know your name, and you know, maybe I can get a little bit of money for this, but not for the true talent that they have, as opposed to the artists that we grew up on. Like he was saying, they told stories. It was things that were relatable, and now everything sounds the same as far as lyrics. Like it's no love in the music at all.
Nope.
Which is why
Which
is why neo soul has taken over what we know. We've always known as R&B, because it's soul, it's love, it's feeling, it's emotion, it's vulnerability. Which is why when Jasmine Sullivan took that break from music, like, okay, I'm stepping away from music for a minute. Yes, I was upset, but I understood why, because she was like, you know, I'm putting out, my heart not in it no more. And I was like, I get it. Like, sometimes, you know, people got to take that step back. And I'm like, with these new artists, because they're so new and they're still green, they don't have the opportunity to take that step back, because it's promote. We don't have the street teams we used to have anymore. Like, literally, if an album comes out, it's because it found out on accident. There's no posters. There's no street teams. There's no big promotional publicity. Like, you don't see it on TV no more. You don't hear about it on the radio anymore. Be lucky we hear about it on online radio, or literally half the time if I hear new music, it's because I saw it on Spotify, or somebody was like, check this out, and I'm already like a year or two behind. I'm like, well, wait a minute, where was I at when this originally came out and I could have known about it? And then, like, just sitting back, because I'm born in the late 80s, so I've seen all the 90s R&B to what it is now. And I know that there's no more male groups. Ain't nobody begging and pleading in songs anymore. Ain't no baby please. Ain't no baby don't go. Ain't no baby I need you. Baby I love you. Like, there's none of that. It's like,
none of that.
Bitches, hoes, tricks.
None.
Spend this money. I'm at the strip club. I'm serving this D. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. No. Nah, bruh. This is not what I'm paying my heart or money for. Like, if I'm paying my money on some music, I need you to serenade me. Make me feel good. Make me feel wanted. Like, make me want to spend the money and come out and see you in concert, because some of these artists, you go to pay them and they good studio singers, and then you go see them in concert and it's nothing.
Come on.
It's nothing.
That's a whole other show right there, studio singers.
Oh my God. It's nothing like how the album sounds. The album sounds great. Production, everything. Whoever's mixing and mastering this shit, like, they are on point. And they getting the rightful money that they earn for mixing and mastering, because it sounds like perfection. But yet, you go to see them in concert, they could barely hold that tone or voice cracking or something. I'm like, wait.
Can you say Rihanna? I believe you can.
I think Lil Duval said it best about Rihanna. Rihanna is the best worst singer ever. Okay.
Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
I feel like the music.
Can you say Ashanti? I believe you can.
Yeah. Ooh, y'all need to stop throwing all this shade. But for
Rihanna don't sing,
speaking,
she just yodels. Rihanna don't sing, she yodels. Hey. Real talk though.
Hey, listen, okay. listen. That go for her and Trey Songz. I swear Trey Songz like he got like somebody got him hooked to one of them shaking machines.
You ain't shit.
I can't.
Shit.
I can't.
You ain't shit.
I promise you do. But continue what you were saying, Queen.
Like, the music is going along with our deals and as a generation. Like, everything is dwindling. Everything is over sex. Everything is focused on the wrong ideas. It's all about making money and showing off and flossing. And I'm like, for what and for who? Like,
yep.
The music you listen to speaks to who you are as a person.
You know,
if that's,
you know,
all
interesting,
you want, what's that?
Is that when you think about it, music started changing when the heads of these companies started changing.
Mm-hmm.
Because back in the day, like I'll give him his credit. Like Clive Davis, Davis had an ear for music and talent. And you know, your Berry Gordy's and I mean the list goes on of cats that were in charge of these big labels that they wanted talent. They knew if they got the talent, the money was gonna follow. But they had to perfect the talent. Which is why back in the day you had an A&R team at your record label. When the last time you, as Queen said, a street team that was pretty much out like helping promote as well as just shopping a single around. Like, hey, listen to this. You know, bring people in off the street and ask them, hey, listen to this. What you think? What you think about this? And then they'll come back, have a meeting, and everybody will put in, everybody on the team will put in the feedback that they got from people that they let listen to, as far as whether or not it was a hot track or if they need to go back to the drawing board. There's no more of that now.
Mm-hmm. You'd be lucky if you get a listening party every now and then.
It's mostly done on social media now, that kind of thing. That's why there's no more street teams, because all mostly social media now. People, like, this is the one thing I used to hate about Twitter. I'll get into my thoughts on the state of R&B in a second, but I just want to touch on this. The one thing about Twitter that I hated when I was on there on a regular was artists coming out of nowhere. I never met these bammers in my life. But all of a sudden, he's like, hey, check out this my song, and putting the link in the song in my mentions. And I'm like, dog, I never met you a day in my life. Why in the hell are you just coming out of nowhere asking me to listen to something? I don't know you. I don't know if that's a virus. What the hell are you talking about? You know, you don't say, yo, whatever. You just throw a link in my mentions, like I'm gonna click it and fuck around and get a virus. Are you serious with me right now, dude? This shit kills me. But yeah, I mean, that's why there's no street teams anymore, because most of this stuff is done on social media. Here's my thought on the state of R&B, okay? There's no love. There's no passion. Like y'all mentioned, there's no storytelling. I grew up on acts like Natalie Cole, the late Natalie Cole, Sade, Brian McKnight, Barry White, The Temptations, Earth, Wind, and Fire, The Whispers, groups like that, acts like that, who when they sung about love, they sung about love, they sung about passion. You know what I'm saying? You even silly, I even like, when I go to the Tinderbox, and usually like they'll play some old school R&B, and they'll play songs like the Happily Ever After by Case, you know what I'm saying? And they play all the nice, you know, a lot of the old school R&B, neo-soul songs, they told stories about love and passion. But y'all already touched on this, but this is the same thought I'm thinking, is that all these dudes want to do now is talk about fucking. That's all they want to talk about. And that's all these youngins going to want to think about is fucking. And then next thing you all know, you have a generation of youngins having babies. Because they're not learning about love. They're not learning about passion. They're not learning about anything else except lust. These are lust songs. These aren't love songs anymore. R&B has turned into lust songs and not true baby-making music.
Mm-hmm.
Songs like Midnight.
Absolutely.
That we played during our break. Songs like Midnight that we played during our break. That's baby making music. A song like let's see, like Don't by Brian Tiller Bryson Tiller that we was playing during this discussion. Baby making a song. Anything by Sade, baby making music. Absolutely. Earth, Wind and Fire, catalog, baby making music. Whatever crap they put out now, when they talk about just fucking, rust song. R&B needs to fix itself. Some of the folks that are out there now need, like, they got, I know they're trying. But somewhere along the line, one of these new gen artists has got to turn it around and actually start talking about love, singing about love, singing about passion. Because otherwise, this generation's going to be lost. And it's not going to be pretty.
Well, it's safe to say that this generation, technically speaking, is already lost. We see that now, thanks to social media. But as you said, these artists have got to get their passion back. Sometimes, like Jasmine Sullivan did, and Queen, that was a great example to use. Her heart wasn't in it, so she stepped back versus just putting out anything, which is the reason why I don't care for artists like your Drakes and your Nicki Minajs and all that type of stuff, because you can tell the simple fact that they just dropping anything because they know people going to buy it. Because there's people out there that idolize them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry, no. You know what I'm saying? Show me the simple fact that you put your heart, sweat, and tears into this song. Like she said, no boy group. Nobody's crying to their baby, you know, to their woman no more. Nobody's crying to their man no more. I'm sorry, this and that, babe. None of that, man.
They're not. Like, a lot of the songs talking about being side pieces and cheating and taking somebody's man or woman from them. And I'm like, come on, bruh. I was like, this ain't what I grew up knowing as real stuff. Like, side pieces literally has taken over.
That is freaking embarrassing. That is so embarrassing that people will be proud to be fucking side pieces. Like, really? You're going to be proud of that? I should slap the shit out of you for being proud to be a side piece, whether you're man or female. Like, how is that being proud of? Why are you proud of that? Because new gen R&B singer sang about it and made it seem like it was glamorous? It's not glamorous. You're a side piece. You're not the main joy. You're breaking up a happy home, you idiot. Okay,
all right,
I'm sorry.
Okay. That's one of those things you shouldn't be out flaunting. Like, that's basically you and that person's business for real, for real. Like, that, you know, growing up, that wasn't something you admitted to. Like, you know, the whole point of the side piece was discretion. But now because everyone's out seeking so much, you know, trying to seem valid, it's like they got to broadcast everything. That's what this whole generation is turning into, a broadcast.
And another thing is that what separates music of today from music of yesteryear is, again, the storytelling. Like, prime example, because, like, what's going on today, it's not like it was going on back then. It was. They just put a different spin to it because they told a story. Prime example. Mm-hmm. Like the whole side chick thing. There was songs about being a side chick. Probably the best song ever, Woman to Woman.
Mm.
She told a story. Like, hey, listen.
Oh yeah.
I know what's going on. But let me talk to you woman to woman. I mean, come on. I mean, Isaac Hayes with going after his best friend woman coming out and confessing, like, hey, listen, I'm in love with you. Storytelling. And that was a long song, man. Both parts.
How about Changing Faces, though?
Oh, listen.
The other woman?
Listen, come on now. Come on now. Again, some storytelling. Now, mind you, R. Kelly did write that song, but still, it was storytelling.
Speaking of R. Kelly, how about In the Closet? Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, how about Contagious? Okay, we can do that.
Oh, my goodness, right. We went from Down Low to Contagious.
Jesus,
you know what?
Christ.
That's another thing. And this has nothing to do, you know, with music per se. But R. Kelly made Down Low, and at the time that he came up with the whole thing about Down Low, the song, all type of stuff. Of course, it was about cheating. And now you have society that came in the same factor where now it means a man sleeping with another man. I just want to say I hate society for that. I do.
I do want to make a point and rewind back to Don't by Bryson Tiller. So, in my research, because I definitely needed to know this answer, of course, there's a song out called Red Wine by Tiffany Evans. I believe I had briefly touched on this on the last episode. And if you listen to both songs, same exact beat. Still trying to figure out who the producer is for the life of me. I don't know. But to come to find out, Red Wine is actually a sample off of Don't. Because Don't was released in October 2014. Yet, it's just now popping. Ain't that some shit?
Crazy, right?
Jesus. That is crazy.
And, Red Wine was released this past April.
Now, see, when you say Red Wine, and I mind you, I have not listened to her version of it or whatever the case may be, but when you say Red Wine, I think of the old school song.
Red Wine. Nothing like that.
Stay close to me. See, I like that type of stuff. See, that was music.
No. Although this song does tell a story.
I just want to go on record and say that the sales of ShamWow just went up after Eddie just sang those couple notes. I'm just saying, okay, all right, I'm going to go.
Foolish, yes.
I think we're all in agreement that R&B needs help. It needs to go back to storytelling and talking about love and getting off of the sex, you know, all sex all day train. I think we all agree on that, right?
Most definitely.
If it goes back to that,
who's going to fix it, and is it going to sell?
Yes.
Exactly.
We can make that because we got like 3 minutes left.
We can definitely discuss that next week.
We could touch on that as far as who can turn it around or who we believe can turn it around. What artists that today can turn R&B around?
Oh,
I got one
that's
in
a
mind.
Good one.
I got one in mind. But I'll save it for next week.
I like that. I think that's what we're gonna do. So next week we're gonna talk about who can turn R&B around from the state that it's in now. But yeah, like Bishop said, we're at the 2 minute warning here. So you guys have any final thoughts before we get out of here?
I'm just glad to be back. I'm happy.
Right.
Let's get it. I'm with my people. Top of the world, Ma. Top of the world.
Oh, I did miss you guys. And I want to know who did the snow dance. Just know I'm looking for you. Because we beefing.
I know that's right. My final thought is most tough man retiring. Like, it's obvious his heart's not into it anymore because he's retiring. Bruh, you've been on some weird shit recently, so it makes sense that you're retiring. Just know that I'm going to miss your very powerful rap, your everything that you do. I'm going to miss it. And I'm going to start looking for some Mos Def stuff to listen to, like old school Mos Def stuff to listen to before he went batshit crazy, but that's just me. Okay. Anyway.
That hurt my soul. Did y'all hear the freestyle he did that he put on Kanye West's website?
Oh, no, I got to listen to that. I definitely got to listen to that.
I posted it in the group earlier today, so it should be in the group.
All right, yeah, definitely check it out in the group, y'all. And if anything, we'll play it on the show next week. But this has been another episode of Mic Check. Remember, you can check out our official Mic Check forum at TSOTS Presents Mic Check on Facebook. So check that out. You can follow us on Instagram, TSOTS Productions. You can follow us on Twitter, at TSOTS Production. You can follow us on Tumblr, Two Sides of the Story. You can check out our website, www.twosidesofthestory.com. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TSOTS Productions. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night. We will be having His and Hers. It will be a Q&A session with the His and Hers crew, so make sure you listen in. Maybe a question that's answered may be something you're going through, and you might get the answer. We got the Refresh coming up this Sunday, of course, that has Dolce Diva and our homie right here, the Bishop Eddie K. And then remember, next Wednesday, once again, in Skybox, yours truly, DC's People's Champ, Chills, and Tiny Tim, we're going to be talking about the results of the conference championships and our prediction on who's winning Super Bowl 50, along with other sports things. Then next week here on Mic Check, who will save R&B? Who's saving R&B? We're gonna answer that question next week. So I'm DC's People's Champ with Queen Poison and the Bishop Eddie K. We out of here. For those of y'all on the path of Winter Storm Jonas, please stay safe and stay warm, and we will see y'all next week.
Peace.
Deuces.
I guess for now you've got the last laugh.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here, but since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't act, I don't need a boyfriend. So you with this, an antisocial pessimist, but